This is an interview with Mr. Will Schuster, artist, at his studio, 550 Camino del Monte Sol in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on July 30th, 1964. The interviewer is Mrs. Sylvia Loomis of the Santa Fe Office of the Archives of American Art. And the particular phase of art to be emphasized is that of the federal art projects during the 1930s and 40s. But first, would you tell us something about yourself, Mr. Schuster, where you were born and where you received your art education?
I was born in Philadelphia in 1893, November 26th of 1893. And art had been an avocation. I started out to be an electrical engineer. Oh. I mean, that was the aim. Mm-hmm. And I studied art, though, with Server, J. William Server, there in Philadelphia. I worked with the Curtis Publishing for quite a time prior to the war. And while I was with them, I met a chap who was studying with Server. Mm-hmm. And he said, Schuster, why don't you go over and work with Server for a while? So I went over, I think it was an action sketch class on Monday evening. And first thing you know, I found myself playing every available moment, you know, including Saturday and Sunday. Mm-hmm. And that's where I got started. Then, of course, the war came along, and I was in the service. And that's what brought me out of here. Gassed overseas.
Oh, is that
I was
right?
With the 314th Infantry, 79th Division, mm-hmm. First Lieutenant of Infantry. And I've been gassed and TB developed, and I came out here to die. I'm still trying to get out.
Took quite a long time, didn't it?
Yeah, an interesting thing too about that. Dr. Crowley, Bill Crowley, a cousin of mine, was just out of the service. Do we want all this stuff on there?
What's that?
Do we want all this on there?
Oh, sure, you bet. Mm-hmm. Anything about
you.
He
was just out of the service, and he'd been coming to see me after I'd fallen apart. And one morning he arrived instead of arriving in the morning, he arrived very late in the afternoon after having all sorts of tests made, you know. And I realized that the situation wasn't good. And he finally told me that I had TB. And I said, well, what do we do? He says, oh, you can stick around here for a year. He says, you'll probably last a year. He said, or you can go up to Saranac Lake or Whitehaven or one of those places. He says, you'll last a couple of years longer.
Where was this?
In Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. Mm-hmm.
He said, but if I were you, I would pack up and get out to the southwest to some high, dry place as soon as possible. I want you to stay in bed 12 hours a day. That doesn't mean you have to go to bed at 8 and get up at 8, but stay 12 hours a day, sleep outdoors as much as possible, eat plenty of nourishing food, go on with your painting, don't treat yourself as an invalid. He said, you'll probably die of old age, snake bite, or drinking too damn much bad whiskey.
And this
so within a couple of weeks, I was here.
Is that right? And that was when?
That was in 1920. I arrived March 3rd, 1920.
Mm-hmm. And were there many artists here at that time?
Oh, yes, there were quite a few of the old-timers. Parsons, Henderson. Henderson was the first up on the hill here, you know.
Oh.
Whippy Henderson. Mm-hmm. And Nordfeld, Vieira, Carlos Vieira. Olive Rush, Sloan and Davey had arrived the year before and had purchased properties, and so they came back in 1920. That's when I first got acquainted with Sloan.
Mm-hmm. Well, had you been practicing your artwork much in the East before you came out here?
No,
this was right after the war then, wasn't it?
Yeah, this was right after the war. Mm-hmm. Well, when I was in the Army,
naturally, you didn't do anything about it then. But when was it that you started studying with Sloan?
That very first year.
Just since you came out here. Mm-hmm.
I hadn't known Sloan in the East at all, but he had lived at a place that Ellen and I were living in at the time, my first wife, and the whole